98.1 KZE, we are back. It is 4 o'clock and it is Wednesday, so you know what that means. It is Friends Day time, and in the studio with me today we've got Groove Pin. So take it away, guys. Can't wait to hear what you got.
Thank you. songs between my thumbs. Just don't need them anymore. Cause when I knew, I just don't have no more time for you. Well, I finally found the door. That's the end of the first verse. You won't hear it again, you know. Cause this song ain't gonna be the same as all of the ones that I wrote before. I ain't singing for her no more. No, yeah. All those years that were dead and gone, they just keep sticking to my head. Yeah, and pen on the page, I guess I'll just put you on my little stage. And it may turn red. Oh, oh, there I go again. I'm still singing about her. Why does it hurt? Why do I feel like I have the need to pull her down just to pull me up again? I can't sit still and be her friend. Not no more.
98.1 KZE. We are here in the studio for Friends Day with Groovepin. Hey, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
We are here with Evan, Josh, and Dylan.
That's right.
I was making sure I had the order right in my head.
Yep, that's us.
So, if you want to tell the people a little bit about who you guys are and the music you make, what were those first two songs you just played for us?
Cool. So, the first one was mine. I'm Evan, and we've been a band in the Hudson Valley for a long time, but we never really published any social media accounts or anything, so pretty much any gig we played, we were pretty much just like, well, we'll see you next time, maybe, and maybe not. Yeah.
If you want to find us, you can.
Go find us out in the wild.
Yeah. We'll live it in the moment, you know?
Stick your ear to a rock and maybe you'll hear us.
Yeah.
So what made you guys start to be like, all right, we gotta do the marketing thing. We gotta do the whole thing.
Yeah. It took too long for us to, I think, finally get to that point. But now, you know, we've got an EP coming out soon, hopefully. Like, we've been hard at work at that. We've got a lot of cool upcoming shows coming very soon. We've got a show at the Lemon Squeeze coming up very soon.
Yep, that's on the 13th.
Yeah, the 13th? Alright.
Far Trio.
Far Trio from Buffalo coming to New Paltz Lemon Squeeze.
Lemon Squeeze and New Paltz.
We're gonna play with them.
Mm-hmm. And then
be in Gardner on the 21st at Full Circle.
Full Circle and Gardner.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, very excited about that one.
Yeah, awesome. Those are the two for this month.
Well, we're going to be at Keegan Ales on the 28th as well, doing a little fundraiser benefit gig there with some friends. So that should be a really fun one as well.
Yeah.
Awesome. We'll be all over the place.
All over the place, just getting around.
Now that we have a name, you know.
Now you got a name and the Instagram, no one can stop you.
Yeah.
So tell me, how did you guys come up with that name after I heard there was a name change somewhere down the line?
Yeah, we used to be called the Kairos. I mean, we've gone by the Kairos for over 10 years by now in and around New Paltz and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another band called the Kairos, and they're doing pretty well. So every time it's kind of like we're not Googleable. So
yeah.
We wanted people to be able to find our music. We wanted to officially release music, and every time you looked for us, you'd be finding this like indie rock band or something. So yeah. One of our friends actually found a box of like hardware, like these pins that were called Groove Pins, Groove without an E. It's like some old company, and we just thought it looked cool enough and just kind of described the vibe that we go for.
Plus, it wasn't taken by anybody. And
yeah, that was the
wasn't taken. That's important. That's an important one.
Yeah, we all can agree on it.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
Also, I don't think we answered the first song we played was called Loot.
Loot.
That was Evan's song.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Still Singing was the second song. That was Dylan's original.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
Switching songwriters and guitar players. And
mm-hmm. So are those two songs going to be on this new EP that's going to be coming out?
Yes. Actually, yes. Both of those songs will be on the EP, as well as, I believe, four other tunes.
Yep.
We're all songwriters in the band, and one of our sort of things that we've always done is we swap our instruments around as we play. So we'll on a live show, one of us will play the guitar for a while, and we'll swap with the bassist, and then the bassist will swap with the drummer. And so we all get a chance to sort of get our songs and our voices mm-hmm. as frontmen in the band. We're almost like three different bands in one. Yeah. And so that's a fun thing for us to sort of play with and explore.
Yeah, definitely. I can see that being important for, you know, again, if you're all creative, you're all songwriters, you can't always be like, well, it's always my songs. Yeah, I'm the singer, so I'm going to be doing your song my way. Right, no, it's great to, and it also helps with, you know, creativity and keeping that flow going and stuff for mm-hmm. as many years as you guys have been together as well.
Right, right, yeah. So we have some ground to cover with this EP of mm-hmm. old songs. So both of those are fairly old songs. But yeah, it's going to be two of each of our songs. So a six-song EP.
Six-song EP.
Which hopefully will be out this year.
Everything
goes. Does the EP have a name or potential name in the works?
I think we're going to call it The Kairos.
Yeah, that's sort of the plan right now.
Yeah.
Give the old nod to it, you know?
At least we can claim it.
Right,
might,
like people who know the Kairos will be like, oh, that's the Kairos. Yeah. People who know Groove Pit, like, hey, that's Groove Pit. Yeah, so it's like, it kind of bridges transition. That gap.
They won't know which one is the album name or the band name.
Right. Exactly,
that,
yeah.
That works for us. Like, it doesn't really matter. As long as they're buying the album, it's all
mm-hmm. So with these upcoming gigs, what can the audience expect? What's the vibe that you guys bring to the room?
I mean, we've got all kinds of vibes, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can get low and slow, and we can get ruckus in the tuckus. I mean, we can we can get, you know, we do a wide variety of stuff. A lot of our originals are maybe more virtuosic and you know, good like songwriting, but then sometimes we will throw in some Frank Zappa or some Yes, some prog rock, or like we do a lot of video game covers.
Really?
So, you know, we'll throw out some Zelda.
Fun.
Yeah.
We cover a lot of bases and play a lot of covers typically, but at least at the Full Circle gig with Joey Eppert on the 21st, we're going to be doing mostly original, if not all original music, and that'll be kind of a first for us. So.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
I'm excited about that. Yeah.
So with you guys having been a band for a long time under different names and mm-hmm. different variations to a degree and stuff, what kind of brought you guys together as songwriters, as musicians way back when?
Well, going back, I guess most of our parents were in that previous generation of local musicians, mm-hmm. and we, you know, stood on their shoulders or used their connections to kind of make our own.
Nepo babies of Hudson Valley.
Yeah, yeah. We actually started as a rock number called Spades.
Yep.
in high school, and we put a flyer out looking for a drummer, and Josh's older sister brought it home.
That was in like 2008 or something.
I think
I first joined.
He was still in middle school.
Band. We didn't know Dylan yet.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. I was the last one to join.
Yeah.
After a couple of reformations of the band, we changed names to Ankle Biters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Started doing a mix of our old songs and then some songs that Dylan was bringing in.
Mm-hmm.
Totally like different, like a genre shift.
Yeah.
From like hard rock into
indie, I guess.
Yeah, indie and like funky, folky rock.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's just a lot of different. So we're just like throwing everything we could think of really into mm-hmm. a set.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. then it suddenly became a thing where like someone would bring in a song and it's like, okay, so that person's playing guitar. Then everyone switches around, like you play drums, you play bass, da da da.
Yep.
And it kind of becomes like three different bands in one
mm-hmm.
in a sense. Like, people always describe it as, like, watching, like, musical chairs or whatever. Like, they'll see us at a show, and then they'll, like, think a different band came up, and it's like, oh, it's the same guy.
I thought you were doing that before.
I thought you were the drummer.
Yeah. It's pretty fun. Not only a lot of influences, but also a lot of ground we want to cover.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm a little bit of a nerd with audio production stuff. So with this new EP, what has the production been like? Are you guys self-producing, working with someone? How is that?
We're actually, again, standing on shoulders of giants of our parents and working with Dylan's dad.
My dad is a professional musician, but also a professor at RPI, and he teaches using a studio there, and we've managed to get a little time there, here and there, and he's been helping us produce some stuff. We've also been sort of developing some stuff on our own terms in our own sort of home studio situation that Evan has at his house. And we're kind of building it in pieces, but mostly we did a lot of work at RPI, and they really have a really cool studio there.
Yeah. We have a pretty good setup with doing everything live. So we tracked everything live for the main rhythm sections and stuff. And then we've been able to kind of practice these overdub parts and vocal parts on our own time, so that when we get back in there, we can kind of go right to the point. Yeah, that's been pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Basically just gonna put down vocals and guitar solos and stuff like that.
Almost done.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna need somebody to cut us off.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, and that's gonna be huge. I think it's just having somebody else in the room to be like, all right, guys, I think that's enough.
Because, knowing us,
we're just gonna keep having ideas.
Oh yeah, when they send the master, you're like, can we bring this up a little bit?
I came up with a cool 5-part harmony, you know, on this part.
Can we add that in? Yeah.
Yeah.
What if we rewrote that one, actually? Let's start over.
Yeah, that's where we're getting towards.
But yeah.
So you guys have one more song for us today.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, this one is a little different.
Another old one.
Another old one in a weird tuning. And this one's not going to be on the EP. This one's called The Job. And it's sort of a song about a robbery gone wrong. And sort of from the perspective of one of the robbers, as a robbery is just, you know, falling apart. So that's sort of what this song is about.
All right. Well, want to get into it? I can't wait to hear it.
Awesome. Thank you.
New string. All right. Ready?
Let's do it.
Bulging bags packed into the back of a car. Please get me far from here. The sound of sirens keep me running faster and faster. The lot is cast here. This band of ragtag grab bag men from under the bridges. The one will miss us. And across the border, my baby waits for me, where we will live like royalty. Cornfields and dirt. He got hurt, shot in the foot. Whoa, whoa. Now the best thing to do, don't let him drag you down too. Just shoot him again. Now the money splits up much better now he's gone. But what's wrong? The radio's on. Whoa. And the woman says that the robbers left at 8 a.m.
guess they're at it again. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
KZE, this is Friends Day with Groove Pin. That one was amazing, guys. Thank you so much. Would you like to remind the people before we head out for the day where they can find you, all these upcoming dates you've got?
Yeah, absolutely. So, we got March 13th at the Lemon Squeeze. You can catch us there this month. We also have Full Circle on the 21st with Joey Eppard.
In Gardner.
And then we'll be at Keegan Ales in Kingston on the 28th with a bunch of friends. And yeah, that's where you'll be able to find us this month, and we might have some more coming up soon. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook.
Yep, at GroovePin.
At GroovePin. Mm-hmm. All one word. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where you can actually find us now.
It's kind find of, you.
This is
amazing.
Refreshing.
Yes.
This is new to me. Excuse me.
To being able to claim such things. So.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, wait, you can find us.
You can. Well, it has been such a pleasure to have you guys in the studio today. It has been such a pleasure to have taken over Friends Day today for MK. So thank you guys for coming.
Yeah, thanks for
having
us.
Thank you so much.
All right. We're going to get back into the music when we return from our quick little break here. We've got Band of Horses for you. 98.1 KZE.